Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
Do you hear a tapping sound in the background? Or perhaps tapping will become the new soundtrack of your life. Well, our next guest has the word on tapping. Her name is Kate Wench, an emotional freedom techniques practitioner. Welcome to Life, Love, and Health, Kate.
Thank you so much for having me, Christopher.
Tell me, Kate, what is tapping for the folks out there who are scratching their collective heads, and what are emotional freedom techniques? Or are they the same thing?
Yeah, they are, actually. So EFT, people may have heard of EFT or tapping, and it's emotional freedom techniques. And it's one of the most powerful tools I've come across in 20 years of personal growth field.
What does this tool do, and how does it benefit people who adopt what I will call this practice, a vehicle for articulating issues in your life and dealing with them? Is that fairly accurate, what I've just said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically, I'm super passionate about this technique because it's something you can do on yourself. If you are having a difficult day, if you're dealing with overwhelm or stress, anger, guilt, shame, all these negative emotions that we can have as humans, you can actually use it to clear those triggers and charges. So it can be such a lifesaver.
Now, we have to back up just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the tap in tapping.
Mm-hmm.
There are essentially two parts of tapping, as I understand, that are combined together. First is tapping what seem to be similar to acupuncture or meridian points on the body,
mm-hmm.
and simultaneously repeating some phraseology. Can you give an example of that by first describing what the tap points are?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So basically, I'll be leading you through some tapping, but we tap on different parts of the body, starting with what we call the karate chop point, which is on the side of the hand.
Oh, that's the side of the hand.
Yeah.
As if I were going to try to foolishly break a brick with my hand.
Exactly. Exactly. And we always start there. Mm-hmm. And when I'm working with somebody, we lead them through a sequence of words, and uh-huh. then we tap on the different points around the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super powerful. It's something, I love the combination between the mind and the body.
So we move from tapping, as you say, the karate chop point to
yes.
what is the next point?
The next point, so we will, next we'll go to the eyebrow point. So it's
uh-huh.
where the brow ends near
mm-hmm.
the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to use two hands and you just tap lightly.
Tap lightly, okay.
It's like acupuncture without the needles. And then we go to the side of the eyes,
mm-hmm.
tapping lightly there, underneath the eyes,
mm-hmm.
and then the nose point, and then the chin point, which you can see in the diagram as well, which is with the interview.
And you're doing this in a sequence while simultaneously repeating what?
Well, it depends what you're working on. So it's a whole different, say you're working on anger or frustration, you would go around the points and you would address the negative feeling. So you would say something like, even though I have all this anger and frustration, I accept myself anyway. And the body hears, we're triggered, we're charged, and then we tap and say, I accept myself, and there's a relaxation.
So the tap points are very similar to what we would call meridian points. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. EFT is energy therapy, and it really works with the meridians of the body. And what happens is we have negative emotion that gets stored in the body or traumas from our past, like when somebody dies or we get divorced. And traumas throughout our whole life from when we were little. And they get stored in the body and create a disruption in the body's energy flow. And what EFT does is actually gets that energy system flowing again.
We're speaking with Kate Wench, an emotional freedom techniques practitioner, and we're discussing tapping. You know, Kate, one of the things I really enjoy about tapping is that it's very tactile.
Mm-hmm.
And that tactile component of tapping on various parts of the body, which are actually directly related to our senses, to our five senses, really enables me to focus on the task at hand. Do you find that too? And is that similar to the kind of feedback that you receive from the folks you work with?
Yeah, there's something about just acknowledging how you're feeling. And a lot of the time, if we're triggered or charged and we're dealing with fear, anxiety, or any of these other negative emotions, just to acknowledge, you know, I'm feeling this way, I'm feeling stuck, I don't know how to move forward, and I accept myself anyway. So there's something super powerful about telling it like it is.
What's really fascinating is that tapping has really gone mainstream. I mean, this is not what we used to call kind of woo-woo stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Jack Canfield, who was the co-founder of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, mm-hmm. and my HMO, Kaiser Permanente, here in California, in fact, they're all over the country, mm-hmm. has introduced tapping, and they're studying the results as part of their commitment, their initiatives dealing with integrative medicine. So, tapping's pretty hip and mainstream these days.
Yeah. What I love about it is you can pretty much use it on anything. You can use it on health issues, money issues, relationship stuff, pretty much anything you're dealing with. And they're really using it for health issues, for war veterans who are mm-hmm. traumatized. It's amazing for clearing old traumas that are stuck right. in the body.
Well, it's also inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, you can do this by yourself, although, you know, I advocate, if possible, to tap with a friend, because the synergy is really pretty exhilarating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really it's wonderful on all different levels. Like if you're having a stressful day, you're sitting at your computer, you feel stuck, you can just tap around the points and clear right. your energy. If you're with a partner or a friend, you can tap. And if you're dealing with something really intense and heavy, it's always good to see a practitioner.
And tapping is very quiet. It's very private. It doesn't require batteries.
Yes, you know, can do it on yourself.
a little music in the background could be helpful. But it's portable. And, you know, if you're traveling on business or if you're on holiday, it goes with you. Mm-hmm. And my feeling about tapping is that the more you do it, the better the results and the more integrated this is into your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's this expression, it's at your fingertips, you know?
Literally.
It's like you go anywhere and you've got this amazing, powerful tool at your fingertips
right.
and you can tap on whatever comes up in your life.
Well, let's talk about the results you have achieved as a emotional freedom techniques practitioner with tapping. What kind of feedback do you get from your clients?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been so many different things I've worked with. I've worked with people. I remember one client I had, she was in her 40s and she had a lot of anger at her parents that she'd been carrying around for years. And this can be a common emotion for anger at parents, anger at spouse, anger at work people, whoever it is, and anger is such a consuming emotion. And we actually just originally did one session, although we've done a lot more other stuff too, on this anger that she'd been carrying around for over 40 years. And by the end of it, it was gone, and she was able to put her energy into pursuing her dream. And
are you suggesting that tapping is an excellent vehicle for helping people to achieve emotional maturity? Is that a possibility?
Well, it achieves a sense of peace and power, because these negative emotions can give us a loss of power. And so, yes, you could put it that way too, for sure.
Our guest is Kate Winch, an emotional freedoms techniques practitioner, and we're discussing tapping. Tell me, Kate, if people would like to get in touch with you and learn more about your work and also your workshops, I understand, mm-hmm. where can they go?
Thank you. Yeah, I do workshops and teleclasses. You can go to katewinch.com.
Well, how is that spelled?
It's KateWinch.com.
And folks can learn more about your practice and also read up on tapping. Kate, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such an honor and pleasure.
An honor and pleasure. I'm Christopher Springman. Thank you very much.